This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. senators say agreement on a bipartisan gun violence compromise is at hand. We get more details from AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
Moving quickly after agreement was announced, the bipartisan gun violence bill cleared an initial procedural hurdle in the Senate Tuesday night. 14 Republicans joined all 48 Democrats and two independents in support of the measure. The package is a response to mass shootings at a Buffalo, New York supermarket last month and at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas, days later. Senator John Cornyn of Texas led Republicans in the legislative talks.
Texans are disgusted and outraged by what happened at Robb Elementary, and they want Congress to take appropriate action to prevent the loss of more innocent lives.
The legislation would include more rigorous background checks for the youngest firearms buyers, more background checks for arms sellers, and stiffer penalties on gun traffickers. Additionally, there's funding to states and communities for improving school safety and mental health initiatives. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Nuclear Russia's pillaging of non-nuclear Ukraine is rattling what's already a destabilizing moment in movement and nuclear non-proliferation efforts. Security experts say the result of Ukraine's fight against Russia will influence how other countries with nuclear rivals think about their defense. Another factor is how well the U.S. convinces non-nuclear allies they are safe under the existing U.S. umbrella of nuclear and conventional weapons. Some former leaders in Asia have cited that Ukraine conflict as evidence. It's time for nations there to think about getting nukes. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Villagers in northeastern Bangladesh crowded makeshift refugee centers and scrambled to meet boats arriving with food and fresh water as massive floods, which have killed dozens of people and displaced hundreds of thousands there, and in neighboring India, continued to wreak havoc on Tuesday. In Sylhet, one of the worst-hit areas in the extreme northeast of the country, near the border with India, villagers waded, swam, and paddled makeshift rafts or small skiffs to a boat delivering aid that had moored to one shelter, its ground floor covered halfway to the ceiling with water. The low-lying village along the Surma River is prone to flooding, but with the extreme rainfall at the start of this year's monsoon season, the one villager said he'd never seen anything like this bad. In its fourth hearing, the House Judiciary January 6th committee has focused on Donald Trump's pressure on elections officials and workers to overturn the 2020 election, leading to violent threats. More from AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
The panel played a phone call in which Trump asked Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger to find enough votes to beat Joe Biden.
I need 11,000 votes. Give me a break.
Appearing before the panel,
we didn't have any votes to find.
Raffensperger followed Arizona GOP House Speaker Rusty Bowers, who described Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani pushing Trump's false voter fraud claims.
He said, "We've got lots of theories, we just don't have the evidence."
And never produced any. After Bowers said he wouldn't do anything illegal to help Trump, he described chilling threats and harassment, as did Georgia election worker Shay Moss.
"Wishing death upon me."
Trump had called out Moss and her mom, a fellow poll worker, whom he called a professional vote scammer. Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. President Joe Biden is celebrating that virtually all Americans can now get a COVID-19 shot after the authorization of vaccines for kids under 5 over the weekend. Biden Tuesday visited a vaccination clinic in Washington where some of the first shots were given to what had been the last major age group ineligible for vaccines. Biden is hailing it as an important pandemic milestone that will support the country's recovery. While anyone aged 6 months and up is now eligible for vaccines, the administration is cautioning that it expects the pace of shot for the youngest kids to be slower than older ones, as parents are more likely to rely on their children's pediatricians to administer them. Israel's outgoing coalition government will fast-track a bill this week to